All right, well, today we kind of wind down our preparations here for the Texans. I think the team's excited, ready to get into the NFL playoffs this year. And you know, hopefully we'll have a good day of preparation today. And I'm going to use the next little over 48 hours or so to really get totally focused on the task at hand. And go out there and be ready to play well on Sunday afternoon. So I think that's where we are, but we're all excited to get going, and it's a great opportunity. Good football team coming in here. We know we're going to have to play well, play our best game to win, but that's the way it should be at this time of year, and hopefully we can do it.
Bill, you mentioned the level of
excitement. Bill, what impressed you
with
the Sebastian Ballard? A lot of guys overlooked him in the draft. What impressed you? Didn't play a lot of college ball, and then what has impressed you since he came in and got into your system?
Well, you know, we thought a lot of Sebastian when we drafted him in the second round. Smart player, real smart. You know, has good talent, good skill. He's played both the left side and the right side for us. Works hard. Very tough, dependable player that's effective in the running game and in the passing game. He's got a good skill set. He's tough. He works hard. Very smart. Learns well. And he's improved tremendously. He improved tremendously his rookie year over the course of the year, which was at a very rapid rate. And you know, he's played well for us.
Sticking with the offensive line, you obviously had Dan Copen at center for a long time. How has Ryan Wendell come in and taken over that job this year?
Well, Wendy's been here for a while, going back to the practice squad, and then really as a backup. And, you know, this year he earned the job, and he's had a solid year for us. Played a lot of football. You know, he's virtually played just about every play, as well as some plays on the kickoff return team and on the field goal team. So he's been a solid guy for us, real smart player. And has been in our system a while. So even though he hasn't started, he's gotten a lot of snaps and. I think everybody has all that confidence in him, but you know, he's a tough kid. He's got good balance, low center of gravity, you know, plays on his feet, plays strong. But he's smart. He handles things you know, like a good football player would. You know, just making good decisions, seeing the game, doing the right thing when you know there are two or three different things that could happen, but just instantly, doing what's best for that play. It's instinctive flair.
Bill, you mentioned the level of excitement around the team, you know, for the playoffs. I was looking back, you've actually been part of 44 playoff games as a coach, as an assistant, and a head coach. Do you still get the same level of excitement like you did back with the Colts?
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, it's what we work all year for. You know, we've worked all year since the end of last season to get back to this point. And so, really, this is what it's all for. You know, all the team planning, the OTAs, the mini camps, the meetings, the walkthroughs, the preseason games, the practices, the regulars, you know, it's all for this. So put everything we have into this game and try to have the result that we want. I think that's where our team is. That's where I am personally. I think that's where everybody is. It's where we should be.
What is it about that process that you particularly embrace? I mean, doing it for as long as you have now. I mean, this year, third.
All of it. I think it's all important. I mean, I think it's all important, and really I enjoy all of it, but this is what it's all for. So, you know, once we get to these games, or actually to this game, I mean, this is the game we're talking about here. Once we get to this game, then that's what everything that we've put into this season all comes down to, and we all know we're in a one-game season, so if we all perform well on Sunday, then our season can extend, and if we don't, it won't, so... You know, we got to be at our best on Sunday, and that's all of us, every player, every coach, all of us that are involved in the game.
Why do you like it? Is it just like that the competition level isn't at a higher point than it is at this time of year?
Yeah, no, this is our whole team coming together. Like, our team's been through a lot this year, as every team has, the whole off-season program, the spring, bringing new people onto the team, thinning the roster down to 53-man cut down, going through all the things you go through during the season, guys coming on and off the roster, and the ups and downs of your season, the big wins, the disappointing losses, all the things you deal with. And so it all comes down to this. And so we fought all those battles. We've gone down a long road, and now we're one of the final eight teams in the National Football League this year. So for us to continue, we're going to have to play our best game, and that's what we've worked for, is to be in this spot. So we embrace it.
When you guys go from the preseason to the regular season, guys get excited for their first regular season game. How would you describe how they get excited for a playoff game?
Just similar, but just another level higher. You know, it's just another, you know, it's a higher step, but that same type of thing. It's the same type of, you're at one place and then it jumps, and then you're at another place and then it jumps. And this is a jump this week. You know, we all understand that.
Do the nerves play into the excitement level that you were just discussing?
Well, I mean, I think there's an anxiousness whenever you play. I mean, you always have that unknown of going up against a new opponent, and who knows how the game will go, what they'll do, how things will match up, what adjustments you'll have to make, and how the game will unfold. You know, there'll be different breaks or situations in the game that'll make each game unique. That makes it exciting. So there's no way to predict how all that's going to happen. You just take it as it comes. But sure, you never know how it's going to go, and you know, you're always certain elements of, you know, just guessing game or playing percentages, however you want to call it. I mean, this is what we're going to do. This is what we think we're going to get. This is how we think it's going to work out. But you know, never quite goes that way. But you know, as a coach, you want to try to put your team in the best position that you can so that they can be competitive. And as players, it's the same thing. You know, it's like when you talk to the Navy SEALs and those guys about when they go on a mission. You know, they talk about, all right, so we get there and there's a six, you know, we practice going over this 6-foot wall and the wall is 30 feet high. Well, that's the way it is in the NFL. You know, you practice for whatever, you think you're going to swim across a, you know, 200 yard lake, and you know, the lake's 800 yards, and well, you got to get across it. Well, you get in the NFL game and think you're going to get this and you get that, or you think they're going to play this guy and they play some other guy. You know, you face new challenges. That's part of the gamesmanship and part of the competition. And you figure out which team can do it better than the other one. I think there's always that unknown in the game. But it's things happen that you just can't predict or you can't prepare for, because they do things that are, you know, they're working on things. We don't know what they're doing. So they'll come up with something that will cause us to make an adjustment. I'm sure we'll do the same thing to them somewhere along the line. And then everybody's got to figure it out and make the best of it. So it makes this a great game.
The butterflies in the stomach. I mean, can you admit, like, you get maybe nervous at times before the games because you don't know?
I think you have that. Yeah, I think you have that anxiety going into the game, and then when the ball's kicked off, then you're just, I think you're in game mode. You know, all the things you think about of what could happen, and you know what might, you know, what you want to call, what you want to do, what situations might come up. Once that opening kickoff happens, then you're playing the game or coaching the game, whatever you're doing, whatever your role is. But in my case, I'm coaching, and I'm trying to, you know, do the right thing for the team and in each situation that comes up, and try to anticipate things, you know, a play or two ahead of time, what we want to do or what situations, decisions we got to make, that type of thing. And once it starts, but the leading up process is it's definitely butterflies in your stomach. But I mean, I get that in preseason games, regular season games. It's different than practice, because I can control everything that happens in practice. You know, as a coach, you know what plays you're going to run, or even if you don't, you know, there's more control in practice. When you play a game, even if it's a preseason game, postseason game, whatever it is, there's the element of unknown. That's the competition, and each of those is a little bit different.
So do you think that having so many players and coaches that have been through buys, that have won playoff games, all that stuff, haven't been through that help the last 2 weeks, and just managing the way the last 2 weeks went and managing your team going into this game?
Yeah, I don't know. We do the best we can with whatever opportunities we have. It was what it was, so we dealt with it. I don't know.
J.J. Watt seems to take his level of play up each week. What challenges does he present to you on Sunday?
He's a force on every play, and that guy can, you know, no matter what play you have called, he can ruin it. He's good at the point of attack. He makes a lot of plays from the backside, disrupts the ball with you know, strip sacks, fumbles, caused fumbles, batted balls. He's an excellent pass rusher. He's quick. He's powerful. He's very long. He's got good technique. Gets off on the ball well. You know, he's a tough matchup against really anybody. Runs the games well. So, got a lot of abilities. Well coached. He's got good technique. Plays hard. Like I said, he's a really a factor on every play.
Is it pretty much a team effort to try to block him on every play? I mean, not just one guy trying to hit him.
I don't know how you can put more than one guy on very often. I mean, you got to block the other guys too. I mean, you know, you got to block Smith, you got to block Cody, you got to block Reed, you got to block Barwin, you got to block James. I mean, who's blocking them? So somebody's got to block them. I mean, can't put three guys on Watt and, you know, cut everybody else loose. I mean, I don't think that's the answer. So, yeah, whoever's got to block him's got to block him. But I think the way that they play, you know, he'll get matched up against everybody sooner or later. I mean, the right tackle, the right guard, the center, the left guard, left tackle. I mean, we watched a lot of their games. I mean, I've seen everybody have to block them. Tight ends at times, depending on what the play is or the protection. So, you know, they stun them a lot. They, you know, he might line up on one side of the ball, but, you know, twist to the other side on certain calls, certain plays, things like that. So, you know, I think everybody's got to be ready for him. But that's true of, like I said, it's true of Smith, of Cody, of Brooks Reed, Barwin, Merciless. I mean, you got to be ready for all those guys.
Thanks,
all right, thank you.